Welcome to Land Academy. This is the Cash Flow from Land Show, where we show you how to buy unwanted vacant land and sell it for more on the internet. I'm Steve Butella.
I'm Jill DeWitt.
We are your hosts. With over 15,000 completed transactions, we are the experts in this niche land flipping business.
We hold a drawing to win a free property every month. Enter to win by reviewing this show on iTunes and downloading our free ebook at landacademy.com. All right, let's get this show started.
Steve Butella here for Land Academy. Welcome to our Cash Flow from Land Show. In this episode, Joe and I talk about adding land to your existing flipping operation, or really any property operation for that matter, management or whatever you can dream of. Joe, great show today. As always, we're going to tell it like it is, but before we get to it, let's take a question from a caller.
Okay. Scott from St. Paul called in and asked, there's a lot of discussion about flipping houses, but what about mobile homes? Oh, I have something to say about this too, actually. I'm just starting out in real estate, but it makes sense, or at least for a little guy like me, because there's less money invested, the finished product sells for less than a house, and there's always somebody looking for cheap living that can't or doesn't want to get a huge mortgage. Obviously, I'm not talking about putting $100,000 into a mobile home, but maybe $2,500 and selling it for $4,000. Has anyone done this? Advice would be great. And oh my gosh, I have something to share about this right now.
Go ahead.
Okay.
I do too have a lot to say.
Cool. Well, I happened to go to a local REI meeting last night, and this came up. There was a guy at the meeting stood up, and the beginning of the meeting, they opened up with a little Q&A and like a sharing point, and it was called like My Deals. And everybody stood up and shared some deals. And this one guy stood up and said he had been working with a seller for like 2 years ago that he got from like a Google Ads. This is the funniest thing too. He's like, I shut this down a long time ago, but this still came from it. It was like a Google Ads paid keyword search that he was testing a while back. Anyway, it resulted in a guy that had a mobile home. It was here locally in Arizona that he wanted to sell, but they couldn't agree on the price. So they kind of parted ways. And he was, whatever the guy was offering was like, I don't know, really, really like $2,500 or $4,000. And it was really that low for this mobile home in a nice area. Anyway, the guy ended up calling him back weeks ago, finally, and just said, you know what? I'm giving it to you. I mean, he literally said, I'm out. I'm giving it to you. I'm done kind of thing. And the guy's like, he was able to get it. I mean, he was able to pay the, I don't know, $17 to transfer it. Not kidding. He negotiated with the mobile home park to give him a couple months of free space rental because he's paying like $4,000 to fix it up to sell it for $10. That's his goal. And everybody's thrilled because he said this is the eyesore, of course, in the mobile home park, which is why the guy's walking away. But this does happen, and I think it's fantastic.
This is a huge business. I have a ton to say about this. I wonder if we should do a full show on it. I know we should, probably more than one thing. Every single person I know that's in the mobile home flipping business, or if they own mobile home parks, or anybody who's involved in this, does extremely well. Mm-hmm. And I've heard so many stories like the one that you've just told, where they're just, you know, it's very easy to buy them inexpensively. Mm-hmm. And there's like limitless options. So first of all, what you need to super remember about mobile homes is that it's not real estate. It's personal property. It's the legal equivalent of your car. So there's a lot of different rules that apply. A lot of complicated rules that apply to real estate do not apply to, it's personal property. Mm-hmm. Don't apply to personal property. But there are some pretty serious Dodd-Frank implications to renting and, well, not renting, but selling a property on terms that's a primary residence. So that's some stuff to look into, but it's beyond the scope of what we're talking about here. If you go on Craigslist right now, in any metropolitan Craigslist, you're going to see mobile homes listed for $2,000. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure you can call and negotiate that down. So, yes. The answer is yes. Scott from St. Paul, I would continue down the path that you're on. I think, I'm going to call it a real estate niche, but it's not. This niche is a great one. And I've noticed, too, that specifically in this niche, every single thing is negotiable. The people who manage the on-site managers for mobile home parks are usually, almost all of them own several mobile homes right in the park due to abandonment. And, you know, they love to have people come in and just like Jill's story. Mm-hmm. So without going into a tremendous amount of detail, I'm actually excited about this. It excites me. It's mm-hmm. fun to talk about different stuff too, you know, Jill.
It is. It really is. So, and you know, and we are lucky enough that we live in an area here for flippers that it's a great opportunity. You know, we're not where there's tornadoes and things where, you know, I don't know, there's good mobile homes. And it was, and they asked some good questions, like when was it built? And I want to say it was like the 70s. So I was like, yeah, it's a mobile home, but you know what? It's still something you can do and make a little money off it. I think it's brilliant.
And it kind of parlays into this topic, mm-hmm. our today's topic.
It kind of does, because I had some other things to say about the meeting last
night. Go ahead. Yeah. You know what? That's what I was going to ask you before we actually get into the topic. How did that go?
It was great. Was
your first one?
It was. I just kind of sat in the back. I was just kind of there to observe. It's not, you know, it's my first one as a guest, if you will.
Yeah,
you
not
and
as
I
a
have
speaker.
Spoke.
Right.
But this is my first time to really, and this was a different kind of a group. This was kind of the established group, so not like new investors or anything. So there was a whole range of people there, and it was a lot of it was basically networking. That's what the whole meeting was about, and market trends and little things like that. It's like their typical monthly meeting. So I just kind of sat in the back and observed, and I saw one of our members there. By the way, it was really kind of cool.
Good.
He just came up and said hello to me, and he knows who he is, JP. Anyway. So
how is he doing?
He's JP? Doing awesome.
He's
awesome.
A really enthusiastic young man.
He is. He sent me a nice email last night, you know, too, saying, hey, Jill, nice to see you there. And, you know, I'm excited and really good stuff. So, yeah, it was awesome.
Isn't he in the mortgage business or something? He's mm-hmm. already or in the banking business. He's already sort of in real estate and he just wants to take it.
Well, you're right. How did you do remember that?
You know why? Because I remember meeting him. He was so enthusiastic. He stuck out and I remembered him.
Yeah.
And then I see him in Success Plant asking some really intelligent questions. So, mm-hmm. you know, that's how.
So it was really fun. That was cool. That was a nice surprise to see somebody. Hey, somebody I know here. Anyway, so it was a really interesting, good meeting. It's a great place for, flippers to network. Like people would say, I have a property for sale. People would say, I have money to spend. People would say, hey, I've got a good rehabber. People would say, great, I need a good rehabber. I mean, it was that kind of environment. That's a lot of what it was for. Mm-hmm. So it was just super fun to be there and talk to people. And it's kind of, I try not to share. I literally sat in the back row and these two guys next to me. And in the very beginning, they had this exercise where we're kind of like, introduce yourselves. And I'm like, oh boy, what do I say? I don't want to intimidate anybody to say, I have, you know, I come from a place with 15,000 transactions under our belts, you know, kind of thing.
Isn't that funny? You got to really watch that.
I know. So I really kind of, I'll tell you, I didn't say anything about, I just said land stay. I just talked about the land stay business. I didn't say anything about, because I don't want anybody to go, you teach people, you're a mentor. I was just kind of, because I was really just there to observe. And that was the point of it. And just kind of hear what's going on. And it's great. I'm going to start doing that. I'm going to start traveling around and doing some more of those around the country because I really want to hear what's going on.
Did you really, really learn anything? Like the top two things that you learned? I'm sure you learned something, but like what are the top two things? Like did anything surprise you at all?
No, you know, here's what I confirm. If anything, I confirmed something, which was, it's getting harder for these flippers to find good deals, and which parlays into your whole get there first thing, but that's a whole nother mm-hmm. topic. But that's really what I heard a lot of. And we actually heard two things that I confirmed. The other thing was there's a lot of money out there. I mean, there were a few people that were sitting there literally with cash, literally like burning a hole in their pockets. Yeah. And people would jump up and kind of say, hey, I've got this deal. And they would say, hey, you know what? We'll talk after. You know, and I want to talk to you and I want to talk to you. And it's guys that have money and they want to spend it. And because they all know this is a much better return on investment than anything. So it was good.
So here's my opinion on, we will get to this topic eventually, but well, we're kind of talking about it now. You know, it's not a new phenomenon that people can't find good deals. There's everybody in this environment. Look, it's no different than it was 15 or 20 or 30 years ago. That's mm-hmm. my opinion. Everybody in this environment is good at something.
Mm-hmm.
They're good at rehabbing. They're good at, you know, whatever, lending money, maybe mm-hmm. being a private lender or a hard money person, we happen to be good at sourcing transactions. So I chuckle to myself every time I hear or go to one of these meetings and hear people say, man, it's getting harder and harder to find good deals. And what they're really saying is, the way that I used to do this, it doesn't work anymore.
Right.
You got to change what you're doing a little bit.
You know what? I have to say, I totally agree with you. And one of the things that I think it's a good thing right now is I see less competition.
Me too.
I got to tell you, one thing I learned last night that blew me away was it's the AZREI, everyone. That's what it is. It's a whole state. There were actually people that drove from Tucson and I'm sure other areas to come to this meeting. It's a once a month in Phoenix meeting.
We're not members, by the way.
We're not.
No,
I'm not plugging in or anything.
Yeah, this is not a plug.
I paid as a guest. I paid my $20 and got a cookie. Anyway, literally, they have coffee and cookies you pay. So, no, what's interesting is there's not much competition out there. People come to me and say, you, both of us, all the time, like, oh, gee, you're sharing the secret. Isn't it going to be overwhelming? Uh-uh, not at all. I sat there. There was nobody else doing what I do other than JP and I now. And I'll tell you, in the whole state, they were all excited to announce that since they've been doing this for 14 years, they have 2,000 members.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm not kidding.
Jill.
I know. And somewhere I'm like, that's all you have? I know. I'm like, holy moly. What we've been doing, and we have way more than that. I'm just like,
that's amazing to me.
I know. So the good news is I want to share with everyone who listens to this because, I mean, there's not a lot of competition. You think there's a lot of competition. There's not a lot of. I know, right? I about fell over when I said, are you kidding me?
And how many people were there?
Maybe. There were probably, I counted, I'm going to say 90. I literally sat and counted.
2,000 members.
2,000 members. And a tenth of them were there.
So there's 2,000 members that are paying, I guess, $200 a year ballpark.
Rough. That's exactly right.
And of those 2,000, 90 of them showed up that night you were there.
Uh-huh.
And there's like 40 or 50,000 licensed real estate agents in this city. I mean, in this state, if my numbers are right.
Yeah. So there were only, I should get out my checklist. I sat, when everyone said they're a realtor, I made a little tick mark. I think I counted 3 realtors. I'm trying to think what else I counted. There were a couple different things I thought, oh, that's interesting. But I was really blown away at there's not a lot of competition.
Yeah.
You know, and well, you know what's interesting too? So to parlay to the subject is, even the speaker last night, the facilitator, it's his group, by the way. He's been doing this, like I said, for 14 years now. And he said, he was telling everybody, diversify. So this ties into our thing. I thought, nice. That's exactly right. You should diversify.
So we have, I came up with this topic, finally, after about 15 minutes here, we're going to talk about the topic.
Yes.
I came up with this topic because we have a few members that are, home residential rental people that wanted to kind of enhance their income. So, you know, and Jill and I wholesale houses quite often, actually. It's not the main topic of what we do.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it would be a great thing for most property managers, or if you're used to sourcing transactions, houses or apartments, it's so easy to add land to your portfolio. It's so, I mean, you could do 2 or 3 deals on the side a week. And not, you know, you already have a phone number established. You already have all that kind of the hard work done. You know, so I really think that this falls into, you know, it's a very logical extension for most real estate investment operations.
I agree. One thing that I like about, land is these transactions are, you know, this was so cute. The guys on each side of me, when they heard what I did, they were like, what? And the guy to my left, it was the coolest thing. He's like, I just read about that. Like, it's a new thing he'd never heard of. He's like, wow. And I'm like, yeah. I'm like, it's the greatest thing ever. I can buy. The transactions are much easier. I don't have to visit the property. I mean, and it's all over the country. And the guy was like, wow. You know, it was really, I could see the wheels turning. Seriously, thinking about, why am I doing all this work? And I'm like, yeah, you can make a lot of money just doing it with this and do both, you know, like we're just talking about. So I had one last comment about this was, because this came up for me a lot yesterday. I was in a online community, not ours, sharing with some new members some things, some new people that were getting in investors. And one of the things I tell new investors all the time is this is a great place to start. You want to have an investment company. You want to be a real estate investor. This is a great place to start with land and grow from there. You will learn so much about transactions, transferring properties, working with the counties, buying, selling, marketing, you know, you name it.
Yeah, that's such good advice, because what we do is so basic. And I think so, you know, it's the least, I usually say this, it's the least complicated real estate transaction you're ever going to come across. Mm-hmm. You have a buyer, which is you. You have a seller, which you find through using our direct mail thing technique. And you don't even, a lot of times, even use an escrow agent. You contact a notary in the location of where the person who owns the property lives. And you get send some documents over and get signed, and that's it. Get it recorded. It's like a 5-step process. Mm-hmm. And it's really a great way to learn, Jill. You're right. Mm-hmm. Pretty simple stuff. And then you can move forward. Either it's like I said, we have a lot of members who came to us who continue with their home flipping operation or with their rental operation. Mm-hmm. They just enhance it with land. So that's cool. What else happened last night? Anything memorable and good?
I'm trying to think here. No, it was just a really good group. I just was impressed with the number of people. So I'll tell you another thing interesting, though. They're actually starting made me think about this, a women's group.
Oh, that's perfect for
right?
you.
Right? So I thought, oh, okay, do I want to get involved? I have enough on my plate as it is. So I think I'll wait for them to come to me. We'll see. I don't know if I want to throw my name in the hat yet, but they did announce that they're going to start a woman's branch, if you will, of that.
Jill and I get invited to speak all the time, and it's to the point now where we have to really kind of pick and choose.
I do.
So would you, is this a good group? Would you, it's a good thing this isn't video.
No. I just don't know the group. You know what? I'll tell you, because 95% of the room was men. Uh-huh. I don't have a good feel for a separate women's group, how strong they would be.
No, I mean, would you speak to the group last night?
Oh, would I have spoken
to
the
group
last
night?
Yeah,
I know you
would speak
to the
women's group. Oh, absolutely.
Would it be effective?
For the men's group? Absolutely, yeah, too. But it was just interesting, the dynamics. So I know I have stuff to offer. I know I can help. It's just really, do I want it? I have to, like you said, we have to pick and choose right now how we spend our time. And I want to, you know what? Here's what it is. I want to reach as many people as possible. So if they had a women's group that was 2,000 people, I'd be all over it. Now, if they have a women's group that's 20, I'm not so sure that's the best use of my time. Like our show, I know we reach more than 20. So, because I've had at least 20 people personally tell me on the phone that, Jill, I'm one of them. So thank you very much. Thank you.
Really?
Seriously. Yeah.
You know, it all depends on how well iTunes is working that day.
Oh, that's true. There is.
Sometimes we actually do reach about 20 people.
Sometimes.
Sometimes 20,000.
Sometimes 20,000.
It's up to iTunes completely.
Oh my gosh. It's the iTunes gods.
I just pushed my own button.
Dude, you know your Walter White bobblehead? Maybe there's something we should have. Seriously, Stephen has one. We should have like an iTunes like shrine in our office maybe.
Yeah,
and we're
like
going to like
candles.
Every day come in and say a little prayer. Please, iTunes, work for us today.
My IT staff here at Land Academy Landstay is on a first name basis with the senior customer service podcast rep at his name's Alan at iTunes, because for a lot of really bad reasons.
Oh,
now all seriousness, there's some glitch. You know what? I should say this. There's some very glitchy stuff going on with iTunes podcasts. It's not us specifically. Even some very, very large podcasts are having some serious issues right now. So it's not us. We apologize. We release a show every single day at 3:00, 7 days a week. And if it's not there, there's a 98% chance.
It's not us.
It's not us. It's iTunes.
I love it.
Hey, join us in another episode where Jill and I discuss your all-important success in property investment and in life. That's great that, you know, we're getting so busy now. I wanted to go to that thing last night.
It was really interesting. It's not bad. I think it's good sometimes that we divide and conquer.
I do too.
And you know what else, too? I think that if I'm sitting there with you, we're going to be more recognized. If you're by yourself and I'm by myself, I stand a better chance of being under the radar.
So. I always figured that I brought you down. Like in any given big room.
Well,
like
there is that too.
Like, oh man, she showed up with
dude,
him again.
Dude, there's that
really
guy.
Wish she was alone.
Shucks, man, I can't go up now. No.
I really wish she would turn her diamond ring around and put it inside of her palm and wear it that way like she did last time.
Yeah, thanks. Very, very funny. No, it was good. I like it, you know, and it's gives me a chance to get to meet some different people and so it's fun. I had a really good time.
Good.
It was good.
Outstanding.
Thanks.
Well, it's nice to see you back here and fresh and, you know, wrapping up a podcast, I guess, with us.
Thank you.
Because there's a lot of work. I'm watching what's happening in our whole company right now, Jill, and it's really transforming a lot faster and a lot better than I thought.
Mm-hmm.
It's fun to do this with you.
Me too.
Let's go buy some property.
We hold a drawing to win a free property every month. Enter to win by reviewing this show on iTunes and downloading our free ebook at landacademy.com.
If you want to get involved or you need more information about our profitable, niche real estate operation, call 480-467-0359. You just might get Jill at the other end of the line.
Landacademy.com. You are not alone in your real estate ambition.